We're back with the Jay and Randy Show.
All right, yes, back with more fun here. 1520 a.m. WCHE Westchester. Heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com. Also heard at ChesterCountyInternetRadio.com. It is all about being local. Jay is here doing what Jay does. Howdy do da, Jay. Yes. All right, Jay's going to bring us the rest of his news.
Yeah, a couple more stories here.
I love when Jay does the news. It's always my favorite part. And today is the official, in case you're just tuning in, the official show to find out how many beers a 185-pound zilch can have. A 5 foot, 10 and a half, 185-pound, loser can drink before he has a 0.08 blood alcohol content. And if you have a similar height and weight, first of all, my apologies to the woman you sleep with. And if you do, then you can learn. You can find out, can you have 4 beers after work and drive home without getting a DUI? Can you have 6? Can you have 2? Who knows? We will find out when Officer Dave gives me a breathalyzer. Mm. All right. I'm up to one and a half beers I've had so far. So, Jay, how about a little more news from you?
Okay. Well, yesterday, federal officials met with the residents of West Bradford Township to discuss the Sparrow Point natural gas pipeline with the residents of the Broad Run Park. They showed maps of the alternate routes for the pipelines to go around the area rather than through it, you know, where the housing developments are.
Pipe.
Of course, this will involve removing hundreds of trees, and one official said to destroy a park, according to a township manager, John Hines.
Oh.
It does not like the alternate routes.
Hmm.
So the federal regulatory agency will ultimately decide which alternative routes will be used.
Mm.
But no matter what happens, somebody's going to be unhappy. And the residents then went through their backyard and near their houses and everything. So,
yes, not in my backyard, Jay.
Yeah,
NIMBY.
So, NIMBY.
They get
NIMBY.
A little NIMBY there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is this, what was the three initials on the people that are going to do this natural gas thing you speak of, Jay? Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's this?
The company or something that's doing
Sparrow's
it?
Sparrow's Point Natural Gas Pipeline.
Let me see if that's the same thing that... Did you get an email from John Murphy? A press release?
Yeah, I did. I didn't read it yet. It just came in today.
Tuesday evening, August 12th, John Murphy told people from Lancaster and Chester County that the pipeline company AES is a corporate criminal.
Yeah.
It was not only sued by several of the states, but it was sued by its own stockholders and dropped by investment companies because of lack of corporate social responsibility and outright criminal actions and mm-hmm. lies told to communities about the nature of its business. Uh-huh. Is that the same people?
I think I read the AES. Now, I know there's a there's Williams Transco pipeline, too, that was in a paper.
Okay.
But I think I did read that there was some AES, and he's saying there it's a criminal there?
Yeah, he sent an official press release. You know, mm-hmm. John Murphy sends out some press releases.
Yeah, I get those, yeah. Right.
Always rather extreme. Sometimes mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly, sometimes I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, he's an independent thinker, and I respect him for it.
Well, yeah.
He's not... You know, he's independent, which is what I really like. So he's not just going the Democrat route or, Republican route.
This is the AES Sparrow Point Natural Gas Pipeline. So it is AES.
It's the same thing that he released a press release about.
Yes.
So, Jay, we can actually add to it in our own unique way.
Right.
Because not every news source gets or reads
we're getting separate, yeah.
John Murphy press releases.
Now, why is he saying these are criminal?
I will explain it to you, Jay.
Okay, sure.
All right. In the auditorium at Octorara High School in Atklin,
mm-hmm.
John Murphy asked why this community should allow this criminal organization to tear up our countryside and plant explosives rather than be thrown into a federal penitentiary for crimes against humanity. At one point, when Republican Congressman Joe Pitt's staff's members tried to silence Murphy, the audience applauded and shouted, "Let him talk." Murphy was later prohibited from asking a follow-up question by Congressman Pitt's staff members, who were acting very much like fascist thugs in dealing with the concerned citizens of Lancaster and Chester counties. During the brief time that Murphy was permitted to question the representatives from AES, he pointed out how dangerous it was to have these high-pressure methane gas lines planted by a company with a reputation for environmental irresponsibility. He further indicated that it was unnecessary to import LNG, which is liquefied natural gas, and that the company was being disingenuous, suggesting that it would lower LNG prices by increasing supplies. Murphy said the night that might be fine for economics 101, but in globalized commodities, it is the margin which sets the price. If Japan is willing to pay $20 per million BTUs, which is roughly double the price we currently pay, we will nevertheless have to pay the same price.
Mm-hmm.
This company has made phony promises in other states in the past that its projects would reduce high-paying, would produce high-paying union jobs, only to be sued once again for making false claims. While there is no reason to lay any type of LNG pipeline to facilitate our newly developing dependence upon foreign natural gas, the last company in the world we should even think about would be a criminal, corporate criminal like AES. Unfortunately, continued the independent congressional candidate John Murphy, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, instead of thinking about the safety and the welfare of the American people, simply tends to rubber stamp the demands of these corporate criminals because they have greased the political wheels with millions of dollars in campaign contributions and millions of dollars in propaganda and public relations efforts through their congressional lobbies. AES has told the people that whether or not they want their land to be used to bury these deadly explosives, they will nevertheless be forced to do so.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not willingly comply, AES says they will employ the power of eminent domain to seize the private property of Pennsylvania citizens and use it to enhance its corporate profitability and force a dependence on foreign gas, just as we have been forced to become dependent on foreign oil. And finally, our dependence on foreign oil, and if we let AES have its way, natural gas has occurred because these greedy energy companies have not used their resources to develop clean, renewable energy sources like wind, solar, geothermal, and ocean power. Renewable energy, Murphy explained to concerned citizens who gathered around him after Congressman Pitts declared the meeting to be over, even though many more citizens had questions, does not include nuclear power of any sort of combustion or process in which byproducts are ultimately combusted. The citizens of Pennsylvania should employ the time-honored American practices of our Boston Tea Party forebearers and the patriots from Lexington and Concord to stand against these corporate occupiers and destroyers of our land.
Okay. Well, this is what I don't understand. First of all, they say that they, even though the oil comes from overseas, most of oil comes from overseas, the natural gas is, we have plenty of natural gas in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're getting most of our natural gas. And obviously, more and more people are getting on the natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
They're even drilling in Pennsylvania. And you have to transport it somehow. I don't know how they expect to get the natural gas or liquefied natural gas from where they're at, you know, to the homes.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to put in pipelines.
Okay.
So I don't know what he's trying to say. He's going to go to wind. He wants all wind power and solar powered. That's 30 years down the road.
Well, I don't. I think what he might be getting at, or what I get out of reading his, and you always hear me say, "Drill here, drill everywhere." Uh-huh. I'm pro nuke, all this stuff. One thing is unusual, though. You have private companies pulling a product out of the center of the earth.
Yeah.
Who owns the center of the earth?
I don't know.
Who owns the earth 100 feet, 200 feet, 200 yards, whatever, a mile below my house? Who owns that?
I guess, I don't know, I guess it's, I don't know how that works. It's, you're talking about mineral rights, I guess.
So should AES, because they own a great big drill bit,
uh-huh,
should they be allowed to drill down into the earth, pull it up, and sell to Japan?
Well, I guess if you're a libertarian, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's libertarian or not. I mean, who owns it? You're pulling it up from underneath whose land is it?
Well, you have the land, and if you say, okay, there's oil and natural gas below your land, so what they do is come and rent the buy the mineral rights off your land.
Okay.
Because you're not going to do it yourself. I mean, that's $1 billion, millions of dollars to drill in for gas or oil. So but they're supposed to give you a royalty, I suppose, if they bring it up under your land. you get some royalties off of that.
Hmm.
Well, then otherwise, you wouldn't get anything.
Well, he also brings up using it. I think where they're using it, it might possibly be like state-owned land and taxpayer-owned land.
Yeah,
and also they're talking about using it in the power of eminent domain. So why is a private company drilling into taxpayer-owned land? I would be for, and believe me, I'm in no way like any sort of nationalist or any of that crap like that.
Uh-huh.
But these are like commodities that are owned. If it's under a state park, mm-hmm. isn't it? Yeah, we've paid for that park. Wouldn't it be the residents, the taxpayers of that state who paid for the park? Shouldn't they reap the benefits of that gas being pulled up? And maybe we could get it at some amazingly crazy discount. In fact, at cost. Would it be cool at cost to buy it if it's Pennsylvania's natural gas?
Instead what do you mean, cost?
At cost. Whatever it costs to bring up the gas or oil or whatever commodity it is coming out of the earth, being drilled below state-owned land. I mean, why shouldn't Pennsylvanians who have paid for that state-owned land for hundreds of years or whatever, X amount of years, 100 years?
Are you talking about ABC Company saying, I'm going to go and drill that oil or natural gas and bring it up and whatever it costs us to bring it up, sell it to the public? Then you're not going to get ABC Company to do that.
Maybe you could – look, we have a million other stupid things that we have government employees doing. I wouldn't mind if they were digging up oil and selling it to us for $30 a barrel instead of $114 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
It might be worth it to for that to actually be something that is not fair market, because the actual look, if I make a countertop and I sell it,
right?
Okay, I'm buying the products, I'm getting the countertop and I'm selling it. Okay,
right.
I'm buying Corian from DuPont.
Right.
I'm making it in my shop in West Goshen and I'm selling it.
You're going to pay for
private.
Your labor. Yeah.
That's private, and it
right.
should be. I'm not asking the government to start making countertops.
Right.
But we're taking a resource, a limited resource that is underneath our feet when we're walking on our backyards or on our mm-hmm. state parks backyards.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that just, you know, some company with billions of dollars should have the right to drag that up and get all the money from it, and then sell to Japan for whatever the going rate is when we have our own crisis in this country?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't like the idea that they're dragging water, taking oil from Alaska, and they're sending it to Japan because they get a higher price. I don't like that idea. I'm not sure we can do anything about that, but I don't like that idea either. I want the oil to go, oil, gas to go to the American citizens.
Well, maybe that should be something that's ran by the government.
I guess you could put it pass a law, but then I don't know who's going to do that. You know,
well, a lot of stuff is regulated by the utilities commissions, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I can't go open my own electric company.
No, you can't.
Maybe this limited resource shouldn't be sold to whoever, you know, as such a capitalist thing, because it wasn't theirs to begin with. I mean, they're getting it from below the ground of all of us. They're dragging the crap up from, they're drilling underneath, you know, you could be slant drilling under anybody's house and grabbing the oil and go, oh, yeah, that's mine. It was in the center of the earth.
Listen, if you're mining for gold, I mean, whose gold is it if you go in there and stake a claim and get the gold out and sell it for $500 an ounce?
Whose land was it?
Well, I don't know whose land was it.
If it's state land, maybe it shouldn't be yours.
Then nobody's going to go in and get the gold.
All right. Maybe the state will go and get the gold.
No, the state's not going to go. I don't want the state in the business of producing wealth.
You want the state in the business of producing oil?
No.
No? What if they got it for $30 a barrel?
Then that's different. No.
There you go, douchebag. Look, I am a libertarian. I'm the libertarian's libertarian. I'm for full capitalism. But the stuff was never really theirs in the first place. It's underneath the ground. Okay.
Yeah, but everything has it's all the minerals is there to begin with. Yeah, it's not anybody's, but somebody has to bring it up.
Okay,
and for that, some company has to earn a profit to bring it up.
All right, buy the land and bring it up. Buy it.
Well, they're giving land. They're giving land grants, so they bid on those things. The government puts out the bids for these oil companies to drill.
Well, then maybe one of the regulations in order to get the bids mm-hmm. should be you got to sell it to us, not sell it to Russia and Japan and China. Maybe we help ourselves at home, or you don't drill there. You got two choices. You drill here, you sell it to us at a reasonable rate,
mm-hmm.
or don't drill. Right now, they're not drilling. That'd be one nice regulation to put in. I'm against, you know, government regulations. You want to stop me from buying 27 guns a month? I'm against the government telling me I can't buy 27 guns a month. When it comes to this oil that's underneath our ground, the oil that's out in our oceans, yeah, maybe it should have a regulation. You can't sell to these other countries. You got to sell to us because we need it, so we don't kill 4,000 soldiers in Iraq. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, sit me down and call me Venezuela.
Yeah? Yeah, they pay like 2 cents a gallon. They're paying nothing.
What are you, a communist?
No, please.
Socialist or what?
Where do you think the oil, who owns the oil?
They're paying for leases for the land. It's up to the state or federal government to decide what the lease reads. You don't see any covenants on the leases that say it has to be sold to U.S. government at X amount of dollars. What kind of businessman would do that? Especially when they don't know if there actually is, you know, so many barrels of oil. This is all guesswork based on geological mumbo jumbo.
All right. Well, when you pay $6,000 to heat your house this winter, you'll wish you were in Venezuela buying it and heating your house for $6.
And when you're T-bone Pickens and you're spending $1 million a day drilling in the Gulf of Mexico with your fingers crossed, hoping that you're going to hit the mother load, you know, it's spread, you know, both ways, the good and the bad. You can't expect them to take these educated guesses and not be able to make good profits out of it. And if it's a windfall profit, well, so much the better. They happen to guess better than the last guy.
Okay.
You know, I don't like the idea of paying the high dollars either, but I'm certainly not going to crimp, a U.S. business just because of it.
So if they can sell to China, whatever money they have, they can they just sell to them for the highest bidder, and then you pay more, too. What if it's $10 a gallon for home heating fuel? Do you think at that point it would be too much? How much is enough?
Believe me, I won't like it just like many other people. Maybe we'll decide to change something at that point.
That's all I'm talking about, is deciding to change something. I'm making the point to change it from last year. I bought my home heating fuel for $2.59. I bought 500 gallons of it for $2.59, and I prepaid for it with one check. Okay,
right.
This year, this week, I got the same company says, oh, we'll sell you 500 gallons of it for $4.59.
Yeah, I got the same brochure.
Yeah, I tore it up, and I'm not buying it.
Now,
I don't know if I'm just going to sit there and let my pipes freeze. I probably won't do that option, but they can stick the $4.59 where the sun doesn't shine.
That's right.
Because I could buy diesel fuel at Davis for $4.41. Why the F would I buy it for $4.59?
Exactly.
And then that's without the highway tax.
Good.
At $4.59.
All right. So aren't you happy that the government doesn't tell you where you must buy your oil?
That's not what I'm talking about. Not the government telling me where I can buy my oil. The government's saying if you want...
But the government can tell somebody where to sell their oil.
No, the government who's getting their oil from drilling through our state parks and state-owned land should maybe say, hey, you got to sell...
What leases for?
Yeah, okay, maybe we're not getting enough for the leases. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm just exploring the idea.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Well, that's an option. That's definitely an option, which is to decide to change the leases. And at that point, the businessmen would decide whether or not it's worthwhile to drill.
Okay.
And if you get a situation where we're not getting enough oil, and it's worse than we are right now, then you'd have to go and revisit what you've just changed in the leases because they're not working.
Okay. Good. Let me put a windmill in my backyard, and I won't complain anymore.
Yeah, try to get that done.
I think there's an ordinance against that, too.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
You'd probably be better off with solar.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's only
complain that it blows the leaves in their yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
End up getting a ticket.
Yeah.
Not only that, you'll be cutting up the migrating geese.
Yeah.
You got to keep them away from the geese pattern.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you have to have a little light that blinks up on the top.
Sure.
And you got maintenance on it.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
I don't know that it would be too restrictive. No, the beer's kicking in. Too restrictive to tell somebody who...
I got news for you. That beer kicked in 10 minutes ago.
I don't know that it would be too restrictive to tell somebody, hey, man, I want to come in and drill on state-owned land or federal-owned land, and I want to drill to get oil. Okay, if you do get oil, here's the deal. Right now, you're not allowed to drill. No one's approved you to drill. Okay. in order, if you do drill here and you get oil, you have to sell it to United States citizens.
And how much do I have to sell it to you for?
It doesn't matter. Just to United States citizens.
So in other words, I can sell it to you at the going rate.
Yeah.
If China offered me $150 a barrel for it, I can sell it to you for $150 a barrel.
No, you can sell it to only us. I don't care about China because it's a non-issue. It's a moot point. You're not allowed to sell it to China.
Yeah, but I'm concerned about my return on my investment. How much am I going to sell it to you for? Who decides that?
The American people would decide. They would decide by how much they want to use.
Look,
the United States is all caught up in environmental wacko crap, where China doesn't give a crap. So they just sit there and they don't care. So then you go, oh, okay, yeah, sell it to them, where they don't have any emissions on their car. They don't have, which I'm against all that crap anyway. I'm not an environmentalist wacko.
You still haven't got halfway through the lease. The lease is saying, okay, you can only sell it to Americans. And then the next step is, how much can I charge the Americans?
Let the market decide.
The market would then be the Chinese.
Why? They're not an issue. They're not allowed to buy it from us.
You're restricting the universe of purchasers to companies in the United States only.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the communists.
Wow.
It's not an open market.
Not on our commodity that came from our state land. That's all. I'm just thinking about it. I'm not married to the idea, but you know, $4.59 to buy my fuel this winter. You're going to see. You think you have a lot of problems with people? Oh, we can't afford our house that was $2,300 a month with 18 bedrooms and 26,000 square feet. We can't afford that. My husband makes $40,000 and I make $30,000. I can't believe we can't afford our house. It's foreclosure. It's
well,
not a stupid.
Go out like me last year and go out and gather up about 4 cords of wood. Make sure your chimney's in good shape and you have a wood stove. And you don't have a problem then, because you now have an option.
Okay, well, wait till a township doesn't let you burn wood.
Well, that's in the future.
That's in Burrow. Probably.
Burrow.
I can't cook a hot dog in my backyard if I live in a Burrow.
Oh, yeah, wait until Bloor gets more strength. It takes over the town.
I'm just opening eyes to it, Josie. You wee-wee all over my idea because I thought of it.
$350 hot dog.
All right.
All right. So from my understanding, this great idea that you just thought of and don't want to be wee-weed on.
Yes.
Basically, you're saying that anybody that can drill in the United States would sign a lease stating that they can only sell it in the United States, and that their going rate would only be based on what others are selling it for in the United States.
It would be based on what the public is willing to pay. If you told me a VCR is $2,000, I wouldn't buy one. When they're $39, I bought 4 of them.
You still got a VCR?
All right.
I still do.
I don't think you're getting what I'm putting down.
I don't think I am. Call me when I'm sober.
I'll see you.
Thanks, see ya. Move on to something else. This sucks.
I was wondering when you were going to end that.
Let's talk about broads.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy moly.
Dude.
All right.
So,
hey, these are people that are like going, please, 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 can we drill on these lands? Please, uh-huh. Please, please. The one thing you might want to go, okay, you can drill on these lands, but can we have the first shot at buying it, please? Can the millions of people that are going broke in the United States have their first shot at buying the oil instead of giving it to China, who we're indebted for $3 trillion from a war that for a country that never attacked us, and we keep borrowing money so we can bomb a country that hasn't attacked us yet, ever, and never would? Come on.
Well, first of all, I don't even know where this oil is going. I mean, if it's going to Japan. He said it's going to Japan.
China.
Or China, whatever. Because that could help.
Same thing.
If you want to look at it, that could help the trade deficit, which we have a big trade deficit with the other countries.
It's got to be Tony. Come on.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Did you get a breath test yet?
Not yet.
It's coming up to the
first
hour.
I'm on my third beer.
You're on your third?
Yeah.
Joe C. will make you drink about 6 more.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus moly.
Where'd you go with that?
We'll give him one after his third.
Hey, yeah. Randy will be going, give me some hard liquor after Joe C.
Yeah.
Hey, Officer Dave.
Sir.
You ever see any naked chicks out there?
That's a good question. Let me get my pants off while he tells me.
Yeah, because Randy wants to hear more about girls instead of politics.
There was a story yesterday.
Well, me too. This show sucks.
There was a story yesterday.
It's about oil. 45 minutes of oil, mineral rights.
Yeah.
There was a story yesterday. Police were chasing some woman who was driving down the highway naked, with kids in the back seat.
Really?
By the time I caught her, she had some clothes on, but she was on drugs.
Did they play that music while she was?
Yeah, they did.
I got a question.
It was Officer Benny Hill chasing her.
He's smacking that old guy in the head.
Chased by a bobby.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Let's go into the Officer Dave. But when you see cops, you see, like, they get the naked chick every now and then. And it's this big, ugly thing. It looks like Tony naked. So they get the blanket immediately. Now, when you get a hot chick, do you just like go, who's got the blanket?
Yeah.
And just let her stand there kind of naked?
Can't find one.
Absolutely.
Everybody's like, oh, I broke my
we
key off.
To be as professional as we can.
All right, sure.
He's married.
Here's a tissue.
And you being single.
He's drinking at home.
Do you put her in the back of your car?
She can ride shotgun.
You gotta get to the station somehow.
If it's like a Rosie O'Donnell or something, you want to make this arrest? I got something else to do.
They leave her go.
Yeah, just wondering.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, see ya.
Alright, see ya. Hey now.
Hi.
How are you?
Are you gonna start?
Now, how you doing?
Okay. Before I was going to say, you're a boring, sloppy drunk.
Yes, yes.
So I guess you're going to change that?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Very good.
What'd she say? Who is that?
That's Rhonda.
I call Rhonda.
Yeah, she listens in St. Louis.
Really?
On the internet stream. Yeah. Yes. Big fan. Rhonda sends me a lot of material via email.
Yeah.
So there you go. She goes through like a million news sources and then finds like, you know, kid sues school because he wore a shirt that had a racist slogan, you know, like that kind of stuff. The First Amendment stuff I love. You know, I like outrageous First Amendment wacky stories like that. All right. I'm a big fan of the Constitution, believe it or not.
So what happens when a police officer in Westchester pulls over an illegal immigrant for a traffic violation?
Good question.
Yeah.
No habla inglés. What happens then?
Well, I mean, you try and verify who it is, which is a lot of times very difficult. And, you know, most of them they obviously don't have a valid driver's license and so forth. And a lot of times it's difficult to identify them and, you know,
yeah, so there's no way
get the proper
really
information. It's a hard process, and it is a problem. And but we do have like the language line at the police station where, but trying to get a lot of times it's impractical, especially when you're that busy on, you know, certain nights to try and spend, because it takes a lot of time to get them back there and get somebody that can, you know, translate and let them know what they're under arrest for or who they are, and they have no ID or. And that's just not them. I mean, it's people in general, a lot of them.
So. Like, if I didn't have a license, what happens? I mean.
Oh, you get locked up.
Yeah. you're white, we lock you up.
You get the chair.
We do the best we can to identify people. Sometimes, I mean, you just don't know. And we actually utilize, there's a live scan over at West Goshen, which you can run somebody for identification purposes and so forth. But it is a problem.
Hey, man, maybe they should put a chip in our head. No, I'm kidding. All right.
What'd you call it? A live scam?
Yeah.
Hey. Live scan.
A live scam. This guy's a live scam. What is that, anyway?
Hold on. We'll find out that. I just put Chris on. Chris, hey.
Hey, I have a compliment.
Okay.
And then I have a question.
Okay.
The compliment is that segment with you and Joe C. bantering.
Yes.
Is arguably the worst segment of talk radio I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
I mean, I was ready to puke.
Oh, good.
Was that the one that you were just talking to about mineral rights?
Yeah.
That was bad.
That sucked.
You should move away.
Yeah, that was like, that ranked right up there with dirty toilets.
That was like Rush Limbaugh without his OxyContin. Oh, angry. God damn it, where's my OxyContin? The mineral rights.
We go back.
I have a question for the officer.
Talk to me.
Where's the officer?
He just said talk to me.
Oh, what's Randy's BAC now? Have you checked?
I don't know. We haven't checked yet. I'm waiting until he finishes his third. So we just passed the 1 hour mark. So I'm waiting until he finishes the third one. We'll see where he's at.
According to his, or not his, but your chart that you have, what should his BAC be after three at his weight?
Justin, you want to answer that?
He should be between 0.04 and 0.06.
That is correct.
Huh. So he still would be okay to drive.
Impairment begins. Now, I understand that when he's, even if he downs this beer and he's an 0.04, he's still going to probably be going up for another half hour.
So you could actually, in reality, you
could be another 0.02 on top of that, which will put you right at like an 0.08 a half hour after you finish that. So I don't know. We're going to see.
Let's just say any hypothetical police department could take their time, giving me the test, go, I think we got a false read, and kind of have me wait about a half hour and give me another read, or take me to the hospital the long way, and then wait in the emergency room. Via Coatesville.
Yeah, because we don't get enough DUIs. Yeah. We're really
stop at the convenience store, buy some eggs, drop them off the house, and then go take them to the hospital.
Stop at the bar.
even just going to the hospital could be an hour. You know, that's a short night probably waiting for an hour for the blood test.
For us,
test.
No. I mean, we're in.
You get ushered in.
Register them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, does it get into the bloodstream faster than if you take it by a breath test? Or how's that work?
The blood is... The most accurate reading, yeah.
Okay.
The BAC is, you know.
Randy, finish that beer so we can test
all right.
it.
All right.
I'm really curious. Slug it.
He's chugging.
Yeah, he is kind of behind the clock here, but.
It's 10:30.
You're the one that wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I just made it happen, that's all.
All right. I'm working on it.
Think of all the fun you're going to have for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that nap you're going to take.
Actually, Randy, I got the beer goggles.
Oh, good.
Maybe you ought to put these on.
All right, cool.
All right, I'll keep listening because I'm dying to know what it is.
Good.
Okay, bye.
You're certainly not going to keep listening if I can talk about mineral rights.
No. Never again.
So bad.
That's a stupid douche show.
All right, see ya.
Thanks.
Bye.
Stupid douche in the morning. Rock all day. I should get our deep voice guy Jim McCabe to record that.
Yes.
Stupid douche in the morning. Rock all day.